97.9 The Hill, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined now by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Good morning. How are you?
Yo, did you catch me making lawnmower noises?
I don't know.
Okay, well.
I mean, I heard you, but I don't know if it went on.
I'm a very...
Victor was making weird lawnmower noises, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm tattling on Victor.
So if you hear any other lawnmower noises, just know that it's me. It's fine. Don't even worry about it. I'm a very serious man. I'm here to talk about very serious trends. This goofy beginning actually is going to serve us pretty well, because today I would like to talk about Funko Pops.
Yeah.
Fun fact about Victor Lewis, I hate them. I hate Funko Pops.
Pause for a second. I'm going to say a non-zero percentage of our listeners will not know what Funko Pops are.
They're dumb. They're little... Yeah.
That doesn't narrow it down.
Okay. It's like a bobblehead, but doesn't bobble.
Yep.
It's just a little vinyl plastic figure with weird proportions and beady eyes.
Big head.
It's just strange.
It's a collectible that you find on the shelves in the back of GameStop.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. You know, Spencer's Gifts.
Atomic Empire, maybe.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely an Atomic Empire for sure. I think Ultimate Comics has
Ultimate,
a bunch of them.
For sure. Any comic shop, yeah.
It definitely attracts a set of person that I feel that I really share very little in common with, despite seeing some surface commonalities. I, too, like comic books and movies and all that stuff. Like, I'm very much a nerdy person, but I never in my life would have a desire to collect little plastic things to stay in the box or I guess, display them either. Funko Pops are a deeply upsetting thing for me. I just want a piece of molded plastic for no reason other than to be like, man, look at that guy.
I've never understood it either. Like, I've never been a collector of things generally, like not for a long time, but Funko Pops are like that for me. Like, what do you get out of purchasing these and having them?
Yeah,
I've never quite figured it out.
I guess the inherent pleasure of just looking at it.
Because they're cool looking. I like them.
Of the nerdy things I have in my house, like I have movies because I can watch them. I have books because I can read them. I have comics because I can read them and look at them.
And it doesn't go like so far over the top of weirdness or coolness that you look at it and go like, oh, yes, I understand. Like my old roommate kid collected some Funko Pops, which, okay, but he also had like a sword rack on the wall.
That's cool.
With
swords are cool.
With plastic fake swords, like a foam Minecraft sword, and like it was all fake foam plastic.
But like, you can still swing
swords.
Those around and have a good time. You
right.
Could just bonk somebody on the head.
But
with
that
it.
Was like the point was that they were all fake plastic.
Yeah.
Like that was the idea. This is what I'm collecting, and that was cool. I like that.
So I'm not saying you have to have like a wall of them for me to be like, what are you doing, man? Even just like a couple, I guess like one as like a desk accoutrement. A little piece of decoration, maybe. I had a similar line of thought when I was seriously considering buying a $300 set of Legos that was the Batmobile from the 89 Tim Burton movie. It was really cool, and I know I would get pleasure from building it, and really my come to Jesus moment was, this is a 2-foot-long Batmobile. Where in my house? Where in my house am I going to put this when it's done? And then my next thought was, I guess I could build a shelf, and then I realized that I was thinking about building a location to put a plastic toy to look at, and that really helped me figure out where I stand in terms of owning things simply to look at them.
So I've got an answer to your where do I put it question, which then leads me back to when Funko Pops I think are useful or worthwhile. You should have bought the Batmobile, built it, and then built a shelf out of Legos to put the Batmobile on. Like, if you're gonna do it, go all the way with it. And I think that's the thing with Funko Pops too. Like, I get having one, like a character that you really like, or two that are on your desk, that's correct. And I get having a wall of them, like 300 of them, like all displayed like that as like an art piece in your den or living room or wherever.
Yeah.
Anything in between I don't quite get. Like, if you're going to do it, go all the way.
As disturbing
it.
An art piece as I may personally find that, I think you're on to something there, that when you take it so far, you're just sort of going to the like kitschy camp home decor.
And that's what Funko Pops are about, is kitschy camp home decor. So do it. Go all the way
so
with it.
So do it. Do the thing. We got sort of off track talking about our own philosophies of how to own things slash how to decorate your home. I just wanted to say that Funko, the like titan that they are, is finally losing money. It has taken a long time. They have been just on a rocket ship making boatloads of money for years now. And they reported losing $154.1 million in 2023. Overall sales are down to $1.3 billion in 2022 to $1.1 billion. And that trend is showing significant decline across the world, except in a few European countries, which I think is really funny. It seems like the wholesaler market is what's starting to sour the Funko Pop business, because how this works is those sales are tracked through what wholesalers buy. Wholesalers are buying less. And I actually ended up looking at the inventory for Atomic and Ultimate and some other places that would have Funko Pops.
Right.
Man, this sure does seem there's like a lot of Funko Pop sales.
Yeah.
It seems like there's a lot of 25% off all Funko Pops.
People who buy Funko Pops have already bought Funko Pops. Is, I think, what it is.
I guess I'm hoping that we're reaching Funko Pop market saturation.
And it seems like we have.
Yeah. And that also kind of got me thinking about the market saturation of other products. I think Beanie Babies were always a solid gimmick, a solid thing. I think we just went too hard at them too quickly, and everyone that would have ever wanted a Beanie Baby acquired them. And then they fell out of fashion because once they were not the booming business on every shelf being advertised anymore, people just kind of forgot. So may we all quickly also forget about Funko Pops.
You realize that we're done and we're past time, but I've got the best Beanie Baby story, and I can't tell it because we're done.
That's, man.
I'll tell it tomorrow.
Okay,
on Trends.
Cool.